98.7 FM, Arizona's sports station. State of the Suns, presented by First Bank. First Bank is proud to be the official bank of the Phoenix Suns. First Bank, banking for good. Member FDIC. State of the Suns. Burns and Gambo take you inside the Suns front office and talk with a key decision maker.
State of the Suns every Wednesday at 3:30, and it's our pleasure to welcome into the show the general manager of the Phoenix Suns, the 18-3 Phoenix Suns, currently on a franchise-tying 17-game win streak, all-time history of the franchise. James Jones joins us here on the Burns and Gambo Show. James, congratulations on the win last night. Thanks for your time, as always, and good afternoon. How you doing today?
I'm good, man. Thank you. All the credit goes to the coach and the players, man. They've been playing tremendous basketball, and we're keeping this thing going.
So humble, man. The guy to put the whole thing together wants to give the credit to everybody else. Gotta love that, James. You were part of the last Suns team to have this win streak. What do you remember about those times?
We were rolling. We got stuck, I think, in Denver for a couple of days, and we jumped on the plane. We flew to Phoenix straight from the plane to the arena, and we lost a tough one to Gilbert Arenas and the Wizards. But it was fun. You know, it was one of those situations where you never think it's going to end. And once it's over, you sit back and you look and you say, hey, you know what? We have what it takes to do this again. And you get excited because now you know you can reach certain heights. You feel like you can start a streak and you're not surprised when you win 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 games in a row again. So it was pretty cool to be a part of that. And I'm really fortunate to be a part of that in a different capacity now.
Does it consume you as a player? Do you just enjoy it knowing that it's going to come to an end? How, when you're in the middle of a streak like that, how do you handle something like that as a player or a coach, James?
You know, it doesn't consume you. It reaffirms everything that you believe about work and consistency. You know, it tells you if you continue to work and you fight for every possession, you can win every game. And it just inspires you to never believe that you're out of it. And so you fight to keep that streak going, but in pursuit of that streak, you push yourself beyond your limits and you grow. And that serves you well in the playoffs.
All right, I want to talk a lot about the game, Mikal Bridges' performance and all of that, but let's get to the news that everybody's waiting to see. Devin Booker, hamstring injury, had to come out of the game, MRI today. We're expecting he's going to miss a few games here. What can you tell us?
That, you know, we're still evaluating it, but it looks like he'll be down for a little bit. How long? I don't expect for long, but a few games is accurate. But he had some soreness last night. You saw him side on the court. If this were the finals, if this were the playoffs, he'd be back out there doing it again. So we're fortunate that it wasn't anything major. And he's going to get back to work, and we'll have him back soon, hopefully.
So for sure, the Detroit game in Golden State this week, that would be out. He would not be able to come back in time for those two games this week, correct?
No, I don't think he'll play those games. I would envision him being out for longer than that.
So the plan, and understanding this is, you know, as much of a Monty question as it is a James question, but the plan without him, would you anticipate Cam Johnson sliding into the starting rotation and moving some things around, or would it be a straight Landry Shamet now becomes the starting two guard for the Suns?
Man, honestly, I can't anticipate anything. You know, that's a coaching decision, and that's more of a team decision. You know, you look at our team's depth. You know, a lot happens between now and tomorrow and now and Friday. I just trust coach and the team to do whatever is best for us. To position ourselves to win.
How's Cam Johnson doing? It looked like he left that game a little early. Maybe it was cramps for him. What's going on with Cam?
No, Cam was cramping. It was a very intense game, increased workload. He had some cramps, but he's good to go.
One of the things I look at with this team, and I love the way you built it. We always talk about the depth of this team. I think you've got the best second unit in the NBA. You got shot blocking, you got ball movement, you got 3-point shooting, you got everything that anybody would want in a second unit. You played on teams with stars. I'm so fascinated by this. You played on Miami with 3 stars. You played on Cleveland with 2 stars. You played on Phoenix with stars. And the way you've built this team, yes, you have Chris and you have Devin, but you've built this team so much differently, I think, than some of the teams you played on. How come?
I mean, performance is bounded. You know, there's only so many elite, otherworldly players in this league. And if you're fortunate enough to have a couple of them, or three or four, like that's amazing. But I do know there's multiple ways to win. You can win by being top heavy in talent and having extreme talent, or you can win being extremely agile like we are. I think our team is layered with so many good players, with so many capabilities, and they're willing to step outside of themselves to win. And when they do step outside of their comfort zones, they're pretty good in those other areas. So I just felt that we need to be agile. We believe in that agility, positionally, mentally, structurally. We try to live that. And I think when you see our guys on the court playing well, they seamlessly fit together. And that's because they're willing to be agile and do what it takes to win games.
James Jones, the general manager of the Phoenix Suns, our guest here on the Burns and Gambo Show, 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Has Mikal Bridges gotten better from a year ago? Is it getting more recognition from a year ago? Or are both things happening at the same time for Mikal?
All of those things are happening. You know, he's improving as a player, as a person, and as a pro. And I think you see it. His consistency is paying off. He's not only just consistent in practice, he's consistent in games, and he's consistent in those tough moments against the best player. So we're extremely proud of his progress, but he'd be the first to tell you that he aspires to be great. He aspires to be an all-team defender, to be a defensive player of the year candidate. But he knows that just comes with work. It doesn't come from talking. It comes from actually doing the work, and he's been doing tremendous work for us recently.
Do you think he's the best defensive player in this league?
I'm biased, but yeah. I think he gets the toughest assignment every single night. I don't know if there are very many players in this league that will say on a nightly basis they're going to guard the other team's best player for sure for the majority of the game.
Yeah.
And so if it's Steph, if it's Dame, if it's Kyrie, KD, Harden, Julius Randle, you know, Derrick Rose. I mean, you can name all these great offensive players. At some point, Mikal is going to be matched up with them, and he's going to take that challenge.
DeAndre Ayton, you'll have another decision to make with DeAndre at the end of the season. We're a quarter of the way through. Are you happy with the progress you're seeing and the improvements out of DeAndre's game?
I mean, DeAndre has continued to grow. Always excited about it. His success. I think you see that he works and he desires to improve, and he has done that, and he's been huge for us, and that is, you know, that's what this team is about. You know, he's a big part of what we do, and nights like last night, he shows you why he's a force to be reckoned with.
Defensively, DeAndre, how much does he work in tandem with Mikal out there on the floor? How much are those two guys kind of almost partners out there defensively on the floor?
Their defensive synergy is great. You know, if you look at what they do together, it's pretty fun to watch on the defensive end. And they build each other up, and they compete defensively, which is great. You know, defenders need defenders, right? When you need someone you can rely on the perimeter, or if you need someone you can rely on in the interior, it gives you confidence to go out there and play freely. And those two guys play freely when they're with each other.
You're the best team in the league in clutch minutes, these final 5 minutes. It was a 92-91 game last night. You outscored them 12-5. I chart all of these games and every play, and what I notice is it's never just one guy. It's always last night it was D.A. scored, Landry hit a big three, Jay hit back-to-back threes, Chris Paul hit a jumper. Like, when you look at the final five minutes of the basketball game, it really is everybody contributing. What makes this team so good in those final clutch minutes?
These guys trust each other. You know, they play together, and they view themselves as a clutch team. It's not just about having a clutch player or that one guy that can make a shot. It's about making clutch plays, and they all know and believe that they're willing and able to do it. So if that's a clutch block, if it's a shot, if it's a pass, if it's, you know, an extra pass, if it's a clutch effort, you know, running in transition to get a deflection, they're just about making clutch plays, and they do it throughout the course of the game. And so when you get to the last 2 minutes, 5 minutes of the game, they don't see that as anything different. It's just, how can I save a possession or win a possession for my team? And the standard and expectation is that everyone's on the every player that's on the floor, we expect them to be able to make a clutch play. And they've been successful, and they've been actually doing it.
James, you've been a winner your whole career, so I'm curious about this. Do you believe that a team can make a statement in November and December that may last come playoff time in April and May?
I do. I think it's every time you step out there, if you show that in November your effort and your commitment to playing the right way and making the right plays is there, teams can see that that's your standard, that's a statement, that this is who we are and this is what we do, and it matters just as much to us in November as it does in June. And that speaks volumes internally and externally as well.
James, we appreciate the time. As always, again, congratulations on the win streak and what's been a lot of fun to watch over these last few weeks. We'll talk to you very soon, okay?
All right, thanks, guys.